Thank you much. Nice to reminisce about the moon landing, I guess. Annie, what you want to talk about?
Hey, do you honestly believe that we landed on the moon?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
I saw the rockets go up. I was a kid in Florida, and I actually saw the Saturn V launch.
Why haven't we left investigative equipment up there?
Actually, I'm told that with a powerful enough telescope, you can actually see the some of the debris that was left up on the surface of the moon.
No, I'm talking about why didn't we leave equipment up there to explore further?
I don't know what you mean. Explore what further and what kind of equipment? I mean, if you got an idea, send it to NASA. I think it's too late now, but that would have been, you know, that's how they, actually, this is the anniversary of the Viking landing on Mars, which was not a, that was not a manned mission. Those were unmanned. But that happened in 1976.
Okay.
And they actually...
Why haven't we gone back?
We did go back to Mars. I mean, there's two explorers up on Mars right now. Beats me. It costs a lot of money. That's probably why. And they probably figured they'd found everything they wanted to find, so... I don't know. I mean, it costs a lot of money, and if they're not finding much new, or there's no other justification, why would...
You know, it's really funny because...
I mean, I think, you know what my cynical answer is? Because the Cold War's over. And the whole reason we were doing half this stuff was to beat the Russians, and now we're not trying to beat the Russians anymore. If you had another country that we were competing against in this stuff, chances are we'd keep doing it. But without that spurring the country on... that's probably part of it. They did just lost their interest.
Well, it's really funny because...
it does cost a lot of money.
Well, yeah, but why didn't they leave equipment up there to explore further?
You mean unmanned robots or something? I mean, that's what they're doing on Mars now.
I mean, telescopes, whatever.
But I don't know what... To do what? I'm not sure what you're saying. I don't know.
To collect information.
What kind of information are you trying to collect?
Whatever.
I don't get it. I don't know whatever. You know, I'm trying to think. What is it you want them...
Well,
I don't know that that's a proof that we didn't make it. So that's your reason for not believing that we went to the moon? Is that they didn't leave anything up there for something that you don't know what they'd be doing anyway?
No, it has to do with the Van Allen radiation belt.
Okay, there is a Van Allen belt. It's around the Earth, and, I mean, it did cause some problems or some issues, I guess. There was some speculation as to what would happen as you tried to fly through it or something, I suppose.
Right.
That's just a magnetic field, isn't it? I don't know.
Yeah.
Well, I mean...
But the Russians sent animals through that, and they were killed.
Well, we sent people through it, and they weren't, so what can I say?
Well, says who?
Says NASA. I mean, says me. Says the New York Times. Says, Walter Cronkite. Who do you trust?
Uh-huh.
I mean, who? I don't know what else to tell you. What do you think happened?
Well, I think that...
I can tell you that I watched those rockets go up, and they do leave the Earth's atmosphere. They go practically straight up. It's an incredible thing to watch as they just launch... It's not like a plane. It's not like watching a plane disappear on the horizon.
I think that we were trying to beat the Russians. And there was a whole big conspiracy to, all the people in mission control thought they were doing what they were doing. But I don't think that... we really sent a man to the moon.
So you figure all the engineers, the 400,000 engineers and scientists were all duped.
Yeah.
By some pretty smart people, I guess.
Yeah.
And the astronauts had to be in on it because they would, Neil Armstrong had to be in on it, right? Because we didn't dupe him into thinking he landed on the moon and he didn't.
It's funny because there's a guy that follows him around that tries to, get him to swear on the Bible that he landed on the moon, and he won't do it.
Well, I'm not sure how I would be. I can't afford to have every nutcase who follows me around and asks me to swear in a Bible. I don't know. I'm not sure that is that big a deal. I don't know. And it sounds made up to me too. It just sounds like one of the, if you don't want to believe it, that's okay.
Well,
that's your business. But
look at the press conference that after the astronauts landed. Look at that. And that'll give you an idea.
Okie dokie. Hey, I'm due back on Earth, though. Okay?
Yeah.
Appreciate the call. Okay. Thank you very much.